Welcome to Black Blood Hills, brought to you by NMDP. NMDP manages the world's most diverse blood stem cell donor registry. Tune in each week as I share tools and resources on ways you can be a change agent and save a life in your community. Welcome to Black Blood Hills. I'm your host, Tamara Weston, and I am super excited about today's episode because I'm sitting down with Armani Oliver, a sophomore at none other than Morehouse College. Who doesn't want to be in a room with a Morehouse man? Boop, boop. We're going to talk today about Armani's role as an intern for NMDP and how he's engaging his fellow classmates, Morehouse men. I don't know how you name them, but he's engaging them to join the registry. Welcome, Armani.
Thank you so much.
How are you?
I'm good.
Glad to be here.
Yes, I am.
I'm glad to have you here. We're going to talk about your role as an intern at NMDP in a moment, but I want to just share with the audience some statistics and some facts. One of the things that NMDP has really pushed for is a relationship with HBCUs and universities nationwide, because to join the registry, you have to be between the ages of 18 and 35. And as we have said before on this show, the younger the donor, the more successful a recipient is at recovering and healing from the transplant. So we're always looking for opportunities that we can engage the younger audience. Just because you join the registry at 18 doesn't mean you're going to be called at 18. You can be called 5 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later. But if we can get you on that registry as young as possible, then we have a better chance of having our recipient heal faster and better. So that is Armani's role. Armani's role is to go into that Morehouse College and get the brothers up and pumping. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
I'm great.
Good.
Excited to be here.
You are?
To talk about this. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, let's jump right in. How did you hear about NMDP?
Well, one of the recruiters contacted me, just like a lot of college students, obviously. We have LinkedIn, right? So I came into Morehouse as a pre-medical student, okay. A biology major on the pre-medical track. Now I'm actually, I'll do my Morehouse intro. My name's Armani Oliver, sophomore business management major, public health minor at Morehouse College. So my intro, when I first came in, I would have said a biology major on a pre-med track because that's what I was. So I was posting on my LinkedIn the different, you know, various medical things that I was doing, and I was contacted by one of the recruiters for NMDP, formerly Be the Match.
Okay.
I went through the interview process, and, you know, just a little fun fact, I think Xavier has been on the podcast before. He's a Morehouse man, so he was one of my interviewers. He's my manager, and I think it was just a great overall welcoming to the company.
Awesome. Yes, I know Xavier very well. He's an amazing guy. You are in great hands. Thank you so much. And I love the intro. Yes. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about what you do as an intern.
So as an NMDP intern, it's my job to pretty much engage with and educate individuals on our HBCU campuses. So we have HBCU campus engagement interns across the country, but I'm actually the HBCU campus engagement intern in the AUC, which is the Atlanta mm-hmm. University Center, mm-hmm. which pretty much comprises of Morehouse, Spelman, Clark Atlanta University, Morris Brown, and Morehouse School of Medicine,
okay.
right? So in my role, I just go around educating, throwing multiple events throughout the year, mm-hmm. tabling multiple times per week, having captive audience presentations, and talking to different audiences about formerly Be the Match and the National Marrow, well, NMDP, and pretty much what our mission is.
Now, when you say tabling, what exactly does that mean?
So tabling is when I might set up in our caf or our cafeteria and pretty much engage with people as they go in or out of the cafeteria, right?
Okay.
So, you know, at HBCUs, at least at my HBCU and some other ones I know, we have what we call Fried Chicken Wednesday. So Fried Chicken Wednesday is a staple of HBCUs. And I always try to use days like that where the cafeteria will be packed mm-hmm. and full of people who look like me mm-hmm. in one place to try to spread the message of NMDP.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. When you set up and when you tabling, are you just speaking to them in terms of educating them about NMDP, or are you also trying to get them to join the registry?
Right. So in addition to the education, we are swabbing on the spot right then. So
okay.
after the education, will read what we call a life-saving pledge, pretty much agreeing that you will be on the registry until you're 60 years old. And then once they go through that, they go through a quick registration process, a pretty quick cheek swab, and they're officially on the registry at that moment. So they might have walked into the CAF or walked into their building where I'm at, you know, with no intentions or intentions of going to class or eating or whatever. And, you know, by the time they've left, they've potentially saved a life.
Awesome. And I want to put a pin in there for a second because I want to go back and ask you a question. But tell me about what that swabbing process is.
So our swabbing process, it's pretty much, we have kits. It has like why I swabbed. It has an informational packet. And then inside of it is actually the swabs that we use to take the tissues out the inside of the cheek, right? So they'll just go in and open the package, get one of the two cheek swabs and just swab the inside of their cheek for about 15, 30 seconds, pretty much. Okay. They'll do that for both cheeks, put it back inside, close the package, give it back to me, and they're officially on the registry. I go ahead and ship that off to the NMDP people, and they're on the registry with, you know, their cell collection.
How long does that take? How long does that swab
take? It's a really quick swab. I mean, the whole process from the beginning to end, from me meeting you to the time to you being on the registry, they can be as quick as about 5 minutes.
Now, do you find that most of your classmates are receptive to what you're saying, or do you have to engage them and give them a little bit of background, or how do those conversations go for the most part? Because I know everyone is different.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, there's, like you said, everyone's a little different. Mm-hmm. So you have to play it by ear, right? First off, you say, hey, have you ever heard of NMDP? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of what we do? Mm-hmm. The answer from yes or no is going to, it's going to gauge what I do differently, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to go a little bit more into education had they not heard of NMDP, right? And then when I ask them, oh, so you know what it is, then I'm going to make sure they clarify and they have an understanding of what it is if they say they already knew what it was before meeting me, right? Okay. So I think people are pretty receptive to the mission, right? Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't be receptive to the great mission that we have at NMDP?
I agree.
But people have hesitations when I talk about the process. Absolutely. And obviously, it's not a peaches and cream process, but it's one that's safe. It's one that's positive, and it's one that is, it, you're pretty much saving a life, right? So,
well, when you have the conversations with them, do they become receptive? Like, at least if they don't join the registry, are they open to at least learning more about it?
Yeah, most people, if they don't swab right then, I leave them with a pamphlet. They take a pamphlet. We also have social media. Obviously, today, social media is a really big thing.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of information that we have on the national NMDP site and our own NMDP site for the AUC NMDP chapter, right? Mm-hmm. So if they do say no, we just provide information. So it's pretty much we provide the education, then they make a decision whether or not, based off of the information I provided, that they want to swap, right? And if they are on the fence, I educate them a little bit more and pretty much there as someone to comfort them. Tell them, hey, this is okay. This is the mission. And this is why we need people like us to join the registry.
Now, I'm going to take a step back because I have, you know, when I joined NMDP in 2020, I did not know anything about sickle cell or blood cancers or blood disorders. I have never met anyone who suffered from the disease or the disorders. I didn't know about stem cell therapy. So I was coming into my role, clean slate, ready to learn about it, but I did not know. When you joined NMDP, had you heard of NMDP? Heard of Be the Match at the time. Had you heard of Be the Match?
So at the time of when I was hired, I had never heard of Be the Match. I was a bio major, so I had heard of some of the cellular therapies that were going on, but I had never heard directly of the National Marrow Donation Program at the time and Be the Match, all of that stuff at the time, no.
Got you. Do you find that in your role that you've learned a lot more, that you feel comfortable, that you're able to understand what the students that you're speaking to are trying to learn? Do you feel comfortable in having those conversations now?
Absolutely. I mean, before anyone is put in front of an audience, before anyone is put in front of another person, obviously we have to go through training.
Absolutely. Right?
And that training was so well done for all of our HBCU campus engagement interns by NMDP because they realized the importance of engaging HBCUs, right? the engaging of these students and the education of these students is of the utmost importance. So that's why the training that I went through to pretty much get an understanding of NMDP, the process, and, you know, the varying factors, it plays into the success that I have, or the success that I feel like I have on my campus.
Well, that is amazing. And I know it is no easy task. I have, you know, with Xavier, we've been out in the communities. We've set up tables to recruit. We've spoken to the public, not so much as an enclosed space within an HBCU, more in an open area. And we understand that there's hesitation when joining the registry. There's even hesitation just to stop and hear about it, right? But there's hesitation to join it. From an adult standpoint, we hear that it's, you know, because of understanding the medical atrocities that happened previously, the mistrust of the medical industry today as we know it, just not even understanding who NMDP is. Do you find those same barriers with your classmates, or is there something different?
I mean, absolutely. The people that you were talking to when you went out with Xavier are the same people who are on my HBCU campus. They're the same people's kids mm-hmm. and grandkids that you're probably talking to, right? Mm-hmm. So the same medical, oftentimes the same medical mistrust that someone's parent might have, their kid might have it, right? And they're going to take that to their mm-hmm. HBCU campus. It's going to be passed down, like you said. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily, again, it's not necessarily someone not saying, oh, I, you know, don't trust NMDP or I don't trust you. Sometimes it's the fact that I am scared of the process mm-hmm. and I have to ease them or pretty much tell them like, hey, this process is safe. This process is okay. Mm-hmm. Right. This process is going to save a life. Mm-hmm. And it's just that reaffirmation that everything will be okay. And you're net positive, or the net positive for this whole process is saving someone's life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, when we think about how we reach students, when we think about understanding, you know, you guys have so much on your plate, right? You got studying to do, you got homework to do, you got other initiatives, other clubs that you're part of. How do you find time to balance between being an intern, your school schedule, and all of the other activities that you do?
Oh, wow, it's a big balancing act, I'd say. Everybody at Morehouse is pretty busy. Mm-hmm. That's what I say, right? Everybody at Spelman's pretty busy. Everybody at Clark Atlanta University is pretty busy. Every college student across the country is pretty busy, mm-hmm. right? So it's about where you put the extra time that you have outside of your classes.
Okay.
So I obviously have to study, right?
I hope so.
I block out my studying section, right?
Is that priority?
That's obviously a priority.
I think your mama's going to love to hear that.
Right, because, I mean, even to be an NMDP intern, there's still a GPA requirement. Like, exactly. Whether we want to talk about it or not, I have to keep my GPA up yes. to be an NMDP intern,
mm-hmm.
right? So, because I'm interested in healthcare administration, I spend a lot of my time balancing between medicine and business at my school. We don't have a healthcare administration major. So I'm balancing between the Morehouse Business Association and different business endeavors that I have, mm-hmm. and then different healthcare organizations I'm a part of on campus. Okay. So with the healthcare organizations, involving NMDP is a lot easier because this is what people in those organizations are looking to do. They're looking to do similar things mm-hmm. of saving people's lives or, you know, different initiatives to help other individuals, mm-hmm. right? So it's the fact that the healthcare portion of my time is easily integratable into NMDP. But the business portion, when I'm doing business work sometimes and case study research and different things like that, I sometimes feel like, hey, I should maybe be working on NMDP a little bit more. Maybe I should be tabling, or maybe I should be doing a captive audience presentation, mm-hmm. right? But at the end of the day, I have a bigger mission of, you know, NMDP, being successful in my role as an NMDP intern, mm-hmm. and also being successful in my future. So it all coincides with each other.
Absolutely.
Everything, you know, balances out each other just naturally.
Absolutely.
If I ever feel like I'm overwhelmed with anything else, I'll have to be honest with myself, right? Just like any other college student does.
Absolutely. I love it. I definitely want to take a step back and actually talk about the HBCU program in its entirety. Mm-hmm. The HBCU program started in 2018 through a focus group, and we ended, I believe it was spring of 2019, with partnerships with five HBCUs. it was the initiative to get more ingrained and get more engaged in universities and colleges, particularly amongst HBCUs, as we try to increase the registry with African American people. Then COVID happened. So that program kind of had to settle because of the quarantine. So in school learning come to a halt, right? Everyone's gone home, they're quarantined. So it was very hard to engage the students. But when we picked back up in 2020, we added two new schools, correct? Once we added that, we turned around the next year, we added two new schools. I won't go through the entire timeline, but I will say that between 2018 to today, we've gone from 5 HBCUs to now 29 HBCUs. Am I correct? 29?
I'm not sure the exact number.
I believe it's 29 HBCUs. So we've grown. We've increased our HBCU presence by 24 schools within the last 5 years. Each school, I believe, has two interns. Is there another? There's another intern in addition to you, correct?
There was.
Okay.
And now I'm only.
So we have, so each school has two interns and we have 29 students. So when you think about it, we now have, help me do the math, is it 58? We have 58 possibilities to help increase the registry with African American students. This is an initiative that NMDP started because they wanted to grow the registry. They wanted to build brand awareness and they wanted to build trust within the communities. And this is an initiative that they took and it's growing and it will grow and continue to grow until it doesn't anymore.
Until we don't need it anymore.
Until we don't need it anymore. Exactly.
Right.
And you are one of our foot soldiers. And I'm just so excited to even be able to have this opportunity to meet you and the energy, because it takes a lot. It absolutely takes a lot. I know. I don't envy you. It takes a lot. It takes a lot to, one, to get someone to even just stop and talk to you. That's right. Number one. And then to be interested enough to have a conversation with you, or to be honest enough to say, it's not for me. I don't believe in this. And then give you the opportunity to flip it and sort of have that discussion with them. Well, why? And being able to turn someone around. If you can just one person to join the registry, you've done your job. I know that, you know, we look for high numbers, but if you can get just one person, that's an opportunity for another searching patient to find a cure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So when you think about what your goals are or what NMDP's goals are, how do you think we can get better?
That's a great question.
Now that you've been an intern, now that you've been on the ground, now that you've been entrenched in the battle.
Right. I think that having large scale events on HBCU campuses is one of the ways to go, right? Everybody on HBCU camp, at least at HBCU campuses, everybody's looking for something to do all the time.
Okay.
Right. So moving forward, I'd like to see bigger events with more publicity, at least on campus, right? Your marketing is one of the most important assets to any organization, mm-hmm. right? But especially to the younger generations, mm-hmm. right? If these HBCUs, like I even try to throw events, you know, every now and again, just a part of my role, just to spread the brand awareness. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, did you see that NMDP thing going on, right? What is that? Oh, well, they had food and they had music, so I'm going to go check it out. It was a lot of people over there. Right. So that draws them in. Mm-hmm. And then I hit them with the captivating message of NMDP and they're like, huh. And even if they don't join right then, the fact that I was there and the fact that they now know mm-hmm. NMDP, right, that goes a long way. Mm-hmm. And then when they see me again doing another tabling, they're going to stop. They're like, hey, I remember that event he had. I remember the last time I saw him.
Because now you're valid.
Right.
And you're not just a passing opportunity, you're now valid. Wait, he was here last week. Wait, he was here the week before that. Let me go over and get some more information. So I don't want people to believe or think that we feel that you should sign up as soon as you hear. If there's, again, an opportunity to learn more information and you're in a great setting because you're in a campus. So where are people going to go? They're going to see you every time you do it, depending on where you position yourself. But as you said, you're positioning yourself in places where students go all the time. So they have no choice but to see you, right? And the more they see you, the more it becomes recognizable and the more their interest will grow, particularly if they're friends, they know someone that has already joined up. And then that person comes back and says, oh, yeah, I joined that last week.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, I'm da-da-da. Like, I don't know what it's called, and maybe there is a name for it and you can help me out, but students tend to do things that their friends do. Mm-hmm. Is that because they think it's cool, or is that because they didn't want to do it? They just needed someone to do it before them. What do you think is the reason for that? And how can you use that to your advantage?
I think it's that affirmation, mm-hmm. right? If someone's on the edge and they saw that their friend did it and they're fine, mm-hmm. right? Or even if someone joins the registry and they're actually called to save a life, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, wow, like I just went through this whole process to save somebody's life. Like, I think you should do it. A lot of people are going to be like, yeah, I'd like to save somebody's life.
Okay.
Right. A lot of people are going to go off of what their friends do. A lot of people are joining. When I get somebody to swab, right, and there's a group of people with them, they're going to look and be like, are y'all swabbing? You know, I like to say, and excuse me if I'm not supposed to say this, but I like to say, do you want to save a black life today? Mm-hmm. Right. When I'm on my HBCU campus, as people are walking by, I say, do you want to save a life today? And sometimes people keep walking, which is, it's not often actually. Mm-hmm. People slow down, whether they're walking fast, whether they're walking slow, people slow down and say, do I want to save a life today? How can I save a life today? What is this? Let me know what you're doing. Let me know how I can save a life. Okay. So it's the initial interest of saving someone's life. But then after we talk about the process, then you get the hesitation sometimes. Mm. You get the, I don't like needles. Then you get the people not knowing, you know, mm-hmm. and then that's where I step in again to tell them more about what it actually is. And the fact that I'm not going to be able to help you get over your fear of needles, right? And frankly, if you like needles, I'm kind of scared of you. So I understand that, right? I understand that fact that needles are scary, that operations can be scary, but there's a sacrifice to every benefit. Mm-hmm. And even if you're not benefiting yourself directly, you are benefiting someone.
Have you met anyone that's donated?
I've never met anybody who's donated yet.
Okay.
I've never had that opportunity to. That would be a great experience to meet someone who's donated, and of course, on the other end, to meet someone who's received a donation. That would be great.
And I asked that question because you mentioned, you know, a friend coming back and saying, oh my God, I donated. I had the most wonderful experience. I will be honest with you and tell you that in the 3 years I've been with NMDP, I have never heard of a donor coming back and saying they had a horrible experience.
Right.
It is mind-blowing, spirit-changing, spirit-fulfilling. And a lot of people have said that they would do it again.
Right.
So there is something about, to your point, knowing that you're saving someone's life, whether you know them or not.
Right.
It could be a family member, or it could be someone that you've never met and may never meet. But just knowing that you save someone's life in and of itself is a spiritual uplift that probably can't be compared to anything else.
Right.
All right. Well, I mean, it's been great. I love hearing it. You. I love hearing the passion in your voice and how you're going about doing your responsibilities. If you had any parting words for your students, if you had a whole group of people standing right here, what would you say to them?
Somebody needs you to save a life, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody is dependent on you to make a small sacrifice, mm-hmm. right? And the fact that people who look like me are only 8% of the registry. Is that correct?
That is correct.
People who look like me are only 8% of the registry. And that is an issue. And that's why we're doing things like this. That's why I have a job. So just do the research, mm-hmm. and decide, is this something that I want to do? Right? Just do it. Just do it after you're properly educated.
Well, there you have it. That is the message from Armani Oliver, a Morehouse intern for NMDP. He has talked about his role in trying to get his classmates to join the registry. It is starting from the bottom, as they say. Or is it starting from the top? I don't know what the rap song is anymore.
Starting from the bottom.
But in any event, we have to start somewhere. We have to start, whether it's the top, bottom, or middle. But we have to work together to try to increase the registry. And we start with HBCUs, and we move out into the world. And hopefully, we can all come together and grow, not only in growing the registry, but saving more African-American searching patients. I am your host, Tamara Weston. thank you to Armani Oliver for joining me today. We are going to end it. And I just want to say, as always, it will take all of us to save just one of us. Thank you for tuning in to Black Blood Hills. Head over to nmdp.org for more information on how you can join the registry and get involved. Make sure you subscribe, share, and tell a friend about Black Blood Hills.